It's All Things Considered on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Through Saturday night, the Miles Electric Band is at the Blue Note. Last night, we spent time with three members, all vets of working with Miles Davis, who shared stories with us. Drummer and Miles' nephew, Vince Wilburn Jr., guitarist Blackbird McKnight, and bassist Daryl Jones. Vince explained the concept of the project.
The vision is just calling my friends and cats who play with Miles and the passion and love we have for him and what we've learned, and we apply it, and this is our interpretation of all this great music that he's recorded.
Daryl, a great thing that connects you with Miles is also how you got into that gig, and I understand it has a lot to do with this gentleman.
Yeah, Vince was in Japan with Miles. When Miles got back, he was looking for a new bass player, and Vince recommended me, and they called me on the phone, and I was talking to Miles, and next day I was auditioning for Miles. About a week, 8 days later, I was on the bandstand with him.
Vince, share a story of getting to know Miles, a family member.
As a kid, he was always larger than life, like a superhero. I just watched all the drummers that played before me, studied them. I have a lot of respect and love for Al, Tony, Jack. Those are guys that I watched like a hawk. And the gig became available. It was a track we were recording, Human Nature. And after that, the tour to support the record. And that was it. The ironic thing about Miles, either you're ready or you're not, you know, when he asked, when he calls you. One of the guys was working at a music store. Uncle Miles asked him if he had a passport. And the next thing you know, he was in the band. He heard in his head what he wanted. When he asked, you had to be ready.
Blackbird was sharing stories how people first crossed paths with Miles.
Mine came by way of tape through Dennis Chambers. Dennis told me that he was sitting at a table talking with Miles, and he was playing maybe a performance that we were doing. And Miles asked who the guitar player was, and this is funny. I would always come home and ask my friend at the time, did Miles call me today? One day I came home and I got a call from this gentleman, I believe his name was Jim Rose. He said, Miles wants to talk to you. He said, no, Miles Davis would like to talk to you. And I heard that raspy voice. I was like, no, this ain't no joke. This is Miles. He asked me to send him a tape. When he got the tape, he called me back and he said, okay, you got the gig. If you sound anything like that tape.
You still remember when you first met him?
Yeah, Christmas Day, 1986. He invited a bunch of us to dinner. He had dinner and went up upstairs and started practicing. I was like, okay, then.
What an incredible lesson, I guess, in and of itself.
Everything was a lesson. Everything was a lesson. Being in his presence was a blessing.
Daryl, can you offer a distinctive Miles story?
The day that I met him, for instance, we were going up on the elevator. He said, listen, if this doesn't work out, it doesn't mean you can't play. It just means I'm looking for something else. And when you think about the magnitude of auditioning for Miles for a young musician, for him to be taking care of me before I played a note is, I think, a part of his personality and part of his humanness that people should know about.
That's powerful.
He would critique us and have us come to his suite. After each concert, he recorded every concert. Perry, try this tomorrow night. Daryl, do this tomorrow. You know, Vince, like, halftime. Always listening, always trying, always pushing the music. It was always about the music, sacrifice.
Miles would call me in the morning and tell me what he wanted me to do every morning without fail. So that's the role you play when he asks you to do something. You do what he was like.
That's called being a professional too, is fitting in the gig and what's required of that gig.
Yeah, it is.
Vince, thank you for rounding these cats up, sharing some stories about this very special gig, the Miles Electric Band, with us, and right during our pledge drive too, so couldn't have come at a better time. I'm grateful for your time.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. Thank you.